This is Econ 919, your weekly look at how the peninsula works. I'm Sabine Pooks. Kenai's airport is the first thing a lot of people see when they first get into town. So it's important that it looks good. And it looks much more up to date now after a nearly $14 million remodel that wrapped up last spring. The airport's cutting the proverbial ribbon on the updated terminal this week.
For many people visiting Alaska, this will be their first or lasting impression of the Kenai Peninsula.
Also new to the airport is Eland Conway, the new airport manager. He replaced Mary Bondurant, who retired this year after 14 years on the job. Kenai finished remodeling the Kenai Municipal Airport last year, but has been holding out on a grand opening because of the pandemic. A lot of the changes people will see in the updated airport are aesthetic, like new furniture and a large new mural that maps out the peninsula's public lands.
It provides a snapshot of what visitors to Alaska can experience and enjoy.
There are also new bottle filling stations, chargers, and a conference room, as well as remodeled offices for tenants. The airport remodel started back in 2018 with a lower price tag. By early estimates, it was a $10 million project.
There was quite a bit of creep, from what I understand, on the original estimate for this project.
The building hadn't been updated in decades, so there was work that needed to go in behind the scenes as well.
Well, when you're dealing with older buildings and you start to tear into them and remodel them, mm-hmm. you have to bring them up to code. And so there was a lot of abatement for asbestos and things like that, and that's always, you know, expensive to dispose of properly.
The Federal Aviation Administration paid for more than 90% of the project, Conway says. Kenai spotted the $1.3 million match. Now that the remodel is wrapped up, the airport still has several other updates on the horizon. It's getting a new airline, Rambler Air, which plans to offer daily flights from Kenai to Anchorage and back. Luke Hickerson, Vice President of Operations for Rambler, said he was hoping the company would be ready to run before the summer, but he says they're still working through some certification issues before they can get going. This will be the first time all three slots in the airport are filled with airlines since 2013, back when Lake and Peninsula Air flew to Kenai. During the pandemic, Grant was the only airline offering consistent scheduled service to and from the area. That was before Raven Air returned in December under new leadership after going bankrupt. Conway says this summer, there's been a lot of demand for flights.
And I've just noticed and talked with the station managers just recently that the flights are sold out, 100% capacity the last few days.
Outside the main terminal, the airport's also building agreements with other operators for use of its hangars. SOAR International Ministries, a Kenai-based Christian mission, signed a lease with Kenai to use a hangar near the airport. It also is putting an office in the old Kenai Fabric Center building. Two other companies are planning development on airport property to the north. It's all happening against the backdrop of a much more up-to-date facility. And as the place continues to see its summer rush, Conway says he's thrilled with how it all turned out.
What a transformation that has happened here. It was probably a little overdue and, you know, well-deserved for the city of Kenai and the Kenai Peninsula.
The airport held its ribbon-cutting ceremony today at noon. And that's all for Econ 919. Tune in every Friday at 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. I'm Sabine Pooks. Have a great weekend.